And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
Bob, Elliot, and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. And Strains of My Baby's Coming Home. We introduce the Bob and Ray Show.
You know, we should sing that someday. We've had I don't know if you've noticed the mail, the number of people who ask us when we're going to sing again.
I haven't been looking at the mail recently, Bob, as you know. I get so discouraged that sometimes I just don't read it for months at a time. You know, we have two different arrangements of that song. I'm not speaking to you now. You're nodding yes, but I know you knew that, but the people don't. You have one at the front of the show and a different one at the very tail end of the program. I don't know whether you've ever noticed it or not. And they're hammering here again that it's all right. Don't let it bother you. Our director indicated that they were banging outside. Well, they are. They're changing this whole building around somehow. Bob, could you tell us exactly what they're doing?
What we're trying to do is make better use of the space available to us. By that I mean we're taking some space which wasn't used as effectively in the past and trying to convert it into a more usable space. Jack, I think that would answer the question pretty well, wouldn't it?
I think so. Honestly, I don't care what subject you bring up. This fella's sitting right here now, and
come on, all right.
You can ask him anything, and if he doesn't know, he'll be the first to say it. But
I haven't had to say that yet.
That's right. He has not had to say I don't know. Again, thank you very much.
Not to mean, Ray, that I know everything. I don't want to give that impression.
I don't say that. I think it's that you have a wonderful ability to retain everything you've ever heard or read.
I do. I have a great fund of. Well, you might call it small information items. They're things to draw on when the conversation lags.
I kid you not, you are a true gas.
Oh, cut it out,
I mean,
right?
Really. Cut terrific. You're cut great. And wonderful company, too. All right, now then, let's have a word from Biff Burns, huh?
Welcome to the Biff Burns Sports Room. This is Biff Burns, and I am graced by the presence of the stubbornest holdout in baseball, Fort Wayne's hard-hitting and very popular left fielder, Nappy Cordell. Nappy, step up and say hello to all your fans.
Well, hello, fans. From me, Nappy Cordell.
Nappy, that's short for Napoleon, isn't it?
That's right. But my full name is Vincent Glaves Cordell.
Uh-huh.
I got the name of Nappy one day when I fell asleep at bat.
Nappy, last year the Fort Wayne Bulls paid you a salary reported to be $112,000.
Well, that was for the whole season, you got to remember.
I remember. At any rate, Nappy, you've been asked to take a cut in salary this season, and at this late date, you still haven't signed with...
Let me tell you this. I ain't going to either.
Uh-huh.
If I don't get the same salary I got last year, I think I'll just hang up the old glove and spikes and forget it.
Well, Nappy, your batting average fell from .479 the year before to .136 last year.
Right.
Now, a batting average of .136 is hardly a batting average of .479.
Well, hardly, but I had a lot of personal problems last season, and I took them on the field with me.
Well, just what kind of personal problems, Nappy?
Well, I wasn't hitting very good last season, and that's always a personal problem to a ball player, and it bugs you, you know?
I suppose so. Nappy, what most folks would like to know is this.
All right, shoot.
You earn a very large sum of money for playing baseball. Now, if you and your club can't come to terms and you don't play this season... what will you do for an alternate income?
Huh? What?
How will you make money?
Oh, well, my business manager has a few things lined up for me, Biff. First, there's a lecture tour, different kinds of colleges.
Oh,
like
what
that.
Sort of lecture do you plan to deliver, Nappy? That's interesting.
My business manager told me I didn't have to say anything, just a few words of hello to college freshmen.
Freshmen.
That's right. I think the whole idea of the thing is for them collegiates to talk to me for a while and then go out and become scientists or engineers.
In other words, Nappy, you'd be a living example of how worthwhile it would be for most colleges to de-emphasize their athletic programs.
Well, what's good for baseball's good for me, Biff.
Does your business manager have anything else planned for you in the event that you don't play this season?
Biff, this happens to be something you'd get a kick out of. In other words, I think you'd get a kick out of this.
Well, let's hear about it, Nappy.
Well, my business manager lined me up as a sportscaster on television and radio. The Nappy Cordell Sports Show. Sounds good, don't it?
Yes, it does, Nappy, and I'm sure you'll find... You'll do a fine job covering the sports scene.
Well, I can't miss. My business manager went out and hired this fast-talking guy to do the show. He's going to say he's Nappy Cordell.
Oh,
see?
Well, does the fast-talking man look like you, Nappy?
No, he's a skinny little guy, but my business manager says the show will be very...
controversial?
That's exactly what he said. What you just said, then.
Nappy, I see by our clock that the time has rolled by.
And I don't want to blow my own horn, but I think I got enough on the ball to go out and get a job as an astronaut if I have to. So I'm not worrying a bit.
Well, I think you do, too, and it's been good having you here. We'll all be following the headlines to see what's happening to you, Nappy Cordell. So stay off the turnpikes, and good luck from the Biff Burns Sports Club.
Gee, that's a catchy theme that Biff Burns has.
Yes, it is. Denotes sports right off the bat.
You know
that music, in a great measure, can paint a picture. Well, that sports theme is one example. Very sentimental music, of course, denotes romance, or a snappy song would be adventure. I just wanted to put that in. What is
I just wondered when you get your own show. I think you're going to dry up.
Oh, come on, Ray.
This is time now for Celebrity Snapshot, right? And
yeah.
Tonight's guest, Dr. Hans von Hochter. He's a radio astronomer. First off, Dr. Hochter, could you tell us a little about radio astronomy, please?
Yeah, there are little stars out in space send out kind of like radio waves, and we listen to them with special equipment.
Well, of course, that sounds simple enough. I guess you can even hear stars in the daytime.
Yeah, the answer is yes. CBS Radio's daytime stars. Arthur Godfrey, Gary Moore, Art Linkletter, Bing Crosby, and Rosemary Clooney. Every Monday through Friday, and I get a big boot out of listening to them, too.
You left out Olin Tice, buddy.
That's right, I did, yeah.
Well, that wasn't the kind of answer I had in mind, but I guess it's all right.
That's science for you.
Doctor, if you don't mind our asking, would you tell us your original homeland, please?
Now, I've lived all my life in the Bronx. The accent is just to add a little class there.
Well, I thought that might be coming up. Well, thank you for visiting with us, Dr. Hans von Hochter. We've always been curious about the science of radio astronomy.
Don't bother your head about it. Good night.
Good night. And now, as a feature of the Bob and Ray Show, we bring you another episode of One Fella's Family. Today's episode, entitled Poems in the Night, is taken from book VI, chapter IX. Pages 1 through 315. It's mid-morning as we look in on the family now, and we discover that the clock is wrong. It really is about 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, actor.
That's all right. It wouldn't fit what we're going to do for 8 o'clock in the morning.
It was a habit. I just looked up at the...
May we get on with the episode, please?
As we look in on them, it's early evening, and we find... Mother and father in the library.
Library. Henny, have you got the harp tuned up?
Been so long since we've played this harp, it seems way out of tune to me. I forget how to tune it. It's been so long. Is it my dog has fleas?
Well, that might work out all right, yes.
My dog has
fleas.
No, now this, the flea is the one that's gone.
Well, do the best you can. I was going through my poetry scrapbook earlier today, Fanny.
Yeah.
I thought it might be nice if we read a couple of poems together from it.
So long since you used to read poems
yes.
to us. I remember years ago we'd finish dinner and we'd all come in here to the library. It's when the children were young.
Yes, indeed.
And you'd have a... You'd bring down the poem book and then you'd have a long blast.
Yes.
You'd start to read those poems.
You know, Fanny, it's in a great way just like the words of Glenn R. Bernhardt when he said, "What makes that noise reverberating with which the house resounds? Just the children demonstrating that they grow by leaps and bounds."
Yes. Wasn't that awful?
How about some background
music? I'm going to play a little music, and you go ahead with the poems.
Suzanne Douglas once wrote, "It's no illusion the reasons are sound. When girls look slim, most men look round." But I think, Fanny, one of the best ones in my scrapbook is this. "Better try," it's by Anonymous, "better try to do something and fail in the deed than try to do nothing and always succeed."
I don't know. I think I'll put on my hat and go downtown.
The announcer threw me off there at the opening.
You have been listening to One Fella's Family, brought to you as a feature of the beloved Bob and Ray Show. Today's episode, entitled Poems in the Night, was taken from Book VI, Chapter IX, pages 1 through 315. One Fella's Family is written and produced by T. Wilson Messi. This is Hank Beauregard speaking.
Have a new announcer on that show, don't they?
Sounds the same. I think, though, that he has just given his name for the first time, although it was a messy fellow there for a while.
He said
it,
the messy boy, yes. I think it's time for a short walk into the audience again, and we have a question of the day, which is, what changes have taken place in your neighborhood during the past 20 years? How about you, man?
Well, you caught me by surprise.
I didn't want to surprise you that way. Take your time.
Well, you certainly asked the right person, though, because I can't think of a neighborhood that's changed as much as the one I live in.
Is there a reason for it, you know?
Well, 20 years ago, my neighborhood was one vast slum.
But all that has changed now, huh?
Yes. Last week, my neighborhood was officially designated a slum area.
Well, actually, then, the only change that's taken place in your neighborhood during the past 20 years has been official recognition of its condition.
That's right. The fact that we're a slum has now been officially recorded by the city. There's a star on our street at City Hall.
Yeah.
We're elated by it. And see, we've been fighting for this recognition all along.
Well, it's nice you can now be an official slum dweller. Changes are taking place, and you seem to be caught up in the tide of rapidly moving events.
Next year, we're going to try for classification as a disaster area.
And with your natural enthusiasm, I'm sure you'll be one of the prime movers in the fight. Good luck, man. How about you, sir? Have any changes taken place in your neighborhood during the past 20 years?
Well, I'm not from this city, Mr. Elliott. I'm from out of town.
But you live in the neighborhood, don't you?
Well, I get what you mean. Well, I'm going to tell you something you won't believe.
What's that?
Well, my old neighborhood is in Paris, France.
Gee, you don't have any accent at all. It's hard to believe your old neighborhood is in Paris, France.
Well, my family moved to this country when I was a year old, so I didn't have much trouble shaking off the French accent.
Uh-huh. You couldn't give us a first-hand account of the changes that have taken place in the old neighborhood.
Not first-hand, I couldn't. I haven't been back there at all.
What part of the United States did your family settle in when they came to this country?
We settled in a little town in New Mexico, Bob, White Sands.
And what changes have taken place there during the past 20 years, could you tell us?
Not many. It's the same old sleepy town it always was.
No changes, huh?
Oh. Well, it's the kind of town where they pull in the sidewalks every night at 9 o'clock.
Well, I guess they have to do that to protect the sidewalks from the blasts.
Uh-huh. Well, I see that your time's about up, isn't it?
Yes, and we'll be back with an appropriate closing remark in 10 seconds. The opposing remark is just...
Well, just simply this. Well, so long. Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get word.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your phone.
Bob and Ray are a nightly feature on the CBS Radio Network
and KCBS AM/FM San Francisco.